This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday, everyone. Vinny, don't worry. Things can only get better. Sorry about it.
Don't.
I am sorry, though. It's a tragedy. It's a tragedy.
You're stinging us, Sarah.
What? It's not me.
By us, I mean the Bay Area or any Warrior fan.
I'm Canadian named Bob.
You know, one of our texters texted in like early this week and they said, all I want for Father's Day is a game 7. And I was like, that's it. That's what everybody wants is a game 7 on Sunday.
This is getting really sad.
It is very sad. Clay's hurt.
What is that? And he's going up for a free agency too, right?
They're
going
to lock him down. And actually, I bet they would offer KD all the money too, but KD, it sounded like, based on the rumors, had other plans. Maybe his mind has changed since then, and I believe there's like...
Meaning what?
Well, that he's got a year of rehab ahead of him, and, you know, he's not going to get the kind of money he would have gotten if he was healthy.
But when you say other plans, are you meaning another team?
He was... The rumors were he was going to the New York Knicks.
Oh.
That was one of the rumors. The other is the Brooklyn Nets. Like, there's just a bunch of stuff out there. So... I think that the Warriors will give him whatever he wants. And I don't think he's going to get a discounted rate. I think he'll still command one of the best player in the leagues, like full max contract money.
Well, what did I read yesterday? That he's got a $31 million option for this coming year.
And I think that's what I was getting at. So he could be offered a max deal. I think it's 5 years and $190 million.
Oh, that's pretty good, eh?
God.
Or...
I like
he
that.
Could go to another team, and I think it's the max deal is less. Like, they encourage people to stay with the team they're at.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
right.
the guy who just won the MVP for Toronto, he's going to get 190 if he stays, 140 if he leaves.
I think I'll stay, eh?
You think?
And we just won the championship.
But then again, so. He's like that. He, in particular, is this quiet dude that no one can figure out.
Well, look, it's all big money. I mean, I guess it's
ridiculous.
Even the $50 million
money,
I know.
Like,
but
the only thing,
well,
like
male
actor
athlete.
Money, entertainment money is ridic, but athlete money is beyond. I can't even wrap my you know.
Well, even actors are just paid for the movie that they're doing, you know. Yeah. This is a 5 year, and a lot of times some of it's guaranteed, you know. No matter what happens, if they're getting that money.
Well, that's not true for football players. But yes, basketball players have incredible contracts.
You said that before, Vinny. Basketball and another sport.
Baseball.
Baseball is guaranteed.
Yeah. They get great
No matter
contracts.
If ABC happens.
It's pretty good money. Yeah.
I guarantee you, and I don't have the names off the top of my head, but right now, if you were to look at NBA teams' books, there are players who haven't played in a year, two, maybe three that are still on the payroll because that was their contract.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I remember there was a dude, Gilbert Arenas, who he just signed this,
know that name.
This ridiculous deal and then never played it out. Got hurt, had some troubles.
Still got that paycheck, eh?
It was getting paid long
Sick.
After he was done. Well, but you know what? That said, you got to be really good in order to get those contract offers.
Right.
Yeah.
And the hope is that you are going to be healthy and
really
be able to
tall.
Play.
Because I would love to go to get one of those deals, but you can't, you know.
Don't just give them to anybody, eh? You don't even talk to me if you're not 6'5". I mean,
you can't learn how to be 6'5".
It's true. It's not a skill you can develop.
Right. Anyway, I think Clay is going to get a max deal. He's not going anywhere. That's from what I read. And KD, it's going to be up to him. I think they'll offer him anything he wants here to stay here.
Right.
And be part of the new arena's opening.
Yep. I know.
And it's state of the art. It's the best place in the league.
You guys do have a beautiful city here.
Yeah, we do.
I've enjoyed crossing the Golden Gate Bridge to get to the games. It's been fun.
Oh my God. Man, we should dogpile this Canadian guy.
I know, I hate him.
Oh, you guys don't hate on me. I'm sorry. I'm just here to, you know, I'm trying to be apologetic about it. It's tragic.
You're sorry you won?
I'm so sorry. Sorry about it.
You hurt our feelings.
I didn't mean to, see?
Man.
That's a thing.
Anyway.
Let me do my Raptors
party.
My Raptors
parade.
Farting?
No, I would never use that word.
Oh, we don't party too much.
Party, yeah.
Mostly we sit around a campfire and drink Mickey's Big Mouths or whatever they drink. Moose Head. We drink Moose Head. We tell stories about that one time with the bear. You know, that one.
Anyway.
And then we do our Raptors roar.
I got a fun story for you.
Yes.
Okay. What is it?
It's you.
Me?
You're my story.
Oh. Tell me.
Well,
I do?
I get this text last night that she goes,
uh-oh.
She goes,
a late in the day text from Yzette. Oh no.
She goes, hey, it's not like I don't even have it in front of me.
Oh, let me see.
John has a friend now and I let him go out with
what?
And I go,
I did. I go, video, I love this.
He's got a friend?
I go,
he's
got, what's gotten
he's
into
got
you?
A friend.
This cannot be allowed. The couple minutes that he has to hang out with you during the day,
I go to Vinny yesterday.
Friend?
I was making a Tahoe Blue vodka drinks. And dinner.
Oh.
I go, hi. I go, just so you know, John asked if he could go out with friends tonight. So he does have friends at the dealership.
So.
Work friends are still friends.
My thought as I'm reading this is, yeah, but she didn't say she said yes. He asked, but she didn't say she said yes. So I wrote back something like, yeah, but you didn't let him go.
No. Vinny goes, haha. So you told him no. And then I said, I told him he may go. My dinner I was cooking for him can wait for tomorrow. Oh. So as soon as he called me, he goes, hey, what are you doing? I go, I'm making your dinner. Oh.
Oh, no.
And I go, what? And he goes, well, the guys, you know, da-da-da, want to go out, and would they want to go to Sneakers and da-da-da. I go, oh, cool. Yeah, go have a great time. Yeah. I stopped making dinner. You know, I was like, okay, I'm only 2 taquitos in. You know, I won't make any more, and we're good. Have a great time. I'm having Tahoe Blue Vodka right now.
Yeah, I'm having a great time. You go have a great time.
Yeah, I'm half a watermelon in, you know, scooping up and putting them in the blender. And
oh, you're making watermelon Tahoe Blue. That sounds delicious.
It's so good.
Oh, my God. My 4th of July party's coming up. I'm trying to think of like a good, thank you. I'm trying to think of like a good...
The slushy thing?
Like a, just something we can, oh yeah, that's right too, because I'm going to have those, the shave the, ice thing. What is
right,
that called?
Right.
Snow cone. Snow cone
right.
thing, yeah. I got to get something good to pour over. I love watermelon
anything,
so much.
Watermelon, pineapple, you can use some mango.
Yeah.
Anything, any summer fruit.
You know, nothing tastes better than mango, but mango is a wily little bleeper.
It is. And
they
it gets in
difficult.
Your teeth
yeah,
and
they're
stuff.
Hard yeah. to...
It's tough. But go YouTube and you're going to bless you. You're going to bless you.
Thank you.
You're going to learn how to do mango. It's great.
So,
there's
but
certain
I wanna...
ways to do mango.
Yeah,
so
I want to do watermelon.
That shredded thing.
I want to do watermelon and I do love mango too.
Yeah. But the pineapple is always good too.
Thinking I'm
that
gonna
can
get a
be
ton.
Shreddy as well, but if you do it just right.
Yeah, I want to do a really good, like super fresh punch because that's easy to you know sort of keep full.
Yeah,
just keep adding more liquor to it.
Well, yeah, we just used to do this jungle juice mix that got more rank as more
I never
stuff
understood
got poured
that.
Into it.
Is that just you pour everything in there?
Everything
yeah, basically
in the house.
Everything in the house goes into it, and then some fruit juice.
Sounds barfy.
I know.
It was
well, it is
fun and good, and everyone
for
get
the
ripped.
Moment, yeah,
I mean.
Good.
But
and then,
we were also kids. So.
It also sounds like Long Island iced teas where everything is thrown in and then you're two in. You're like, okay.
Yeah, everything's in those and they're tall. Mm-hmm. Tons of liquor. And then somehow you don't even taste all the... It's almost like all the liquors cancel each other out
that's
taste-wise.
That's the worst, yeah.
But then I think I'm going to do Mexican corn on the grill.
Oh, yes.
That'll be good.
Is Richard going to be there?
He has not replied to my...
Dick!
He's going to be here at my house next week, though, so because they're finishing up some stuff in the yard. Still isn't finished.
Yeah.
So that's getting
finished. Is that right?
Yeah.
There's stuff not finished?
There's landscape lighting that has not. It's all in and just isn't wired and connected. Like the wires are all running there. They're going to get it all set up. So that's happening next week. So we'll have pretty lights. So excited. I know. Oh, my God. Every day, like I look at my little Evite that I sent out and see who's replied.
So weird. That is so weird that you're so into doing stuff.
What do you mean?
It's just weird. It's like when I have so much stuff on my calendar, it just makes me feel worn out looking at it.
Oh, I love throwing parties. Is that what you're talking
about?
Yeah,
you're a great hostess.
Thank you.
It's great.
I
you have an amazing
it.
House. Like, you're set up for it.
I'm ready for a party. Yeah. I'm all about having a party. Even on just a regular weekend, I'm like, oh, four or five people coming over? Great. What are we going to make for drinks? Oh,
right.
I'm like, four people coming to my house? Where are they going to sit? Where's everybody going to go?
You got a dining room table. Everyone can sit there. Oh, look, we're all at a table. Let's play cards. Woohoo! No, I'm really excited. I love it so much. And, I got news that this one musician guy is coming.
Tommy Igo?
He'll be there too. But we always have a jam later in the night, so we'll have the whole room set up and everything. And
is it the
Owen Harrington?
Oh, Owen.
Yeah, he's going to come.
He's still around?
Yeah, so him and...
He's gone gray.
He's married.
Yeah,
he got married, but he was also running the record company for Restoration Hardware.
I know.
Right.
Like the music department of Restoration. Yeah. So he wrote yesterday, and he wrote, cannot wait. I'm like, yes, that's going to be super fun. We're going to have a ball. It's going to be so fun.
But what is that? So you don't know, you haven't talked to him, you don't know where he is or what he's doing?
I know where he lives, and I know that he's... around, and clearly he got my email, so that still works.
That's
but that's really all I know. I haven't seen him since Hooman's party in November.
In November?
Yeah, at the whatever party he just threw at some
in downtown,
at the bar up the street. Yeah.
What's his wife's name? I always forget. I love her.
I forget too.
Yeah, nice lady. I think is her name. But anyway,
nice
so
lady.
I'm super. Super. I can't remember. I'm so bad with names.
Oh, I guess he's still doing that. I'm on his Facebook page, Senior Vice President at Restoration Hardware.
Oh, well, he is a very fancy guy.
I hope it's going great. You don't hear much about the Restoration Hardware
Music
record company.
Department. No, you don't.
But that's
great. It's great. Who knew they had a music department? Well, Owen did. Yeah. So he's a guy that I don't even know how we met him on the show. He used to come in here all the time.
He was going to be a musician.
Yeah. And he like came by and like did songs for us or something?
Yeah.
I'm sure he came in here through Hooman.
At a party, like a secret show or something.
Yeah, he's hung out in sort of a performing capacity, but also just as a friend. And so he's a lot of fun. So I was super stoked to see that yesterday. It's going to be a good time. I can't wait.
You mean your party?
Yeah. I can't wait for my party.
Well, it's less than a month.
I know. Oh, my niece might be coming in today.
Oh, right. I gotta put
my
this
niece.
This is your brother's.
My brother's daughter, Shay.
What's her name again?
Shay.
Okay.
And her boyfriend, who has come here with her.
Is that right?
That's right.
What's this guy all about? What's this guy's deal?
I think he's a Texas kid. Well, I think they're both from St. Louis originally, and he goes to school in Texas, and she goes to school in Kansas City. And they...
Wait, so they were together before?
They weren't together. They met at like a church retreat of some kind. They're Jesus-y people.
What?
Yeah, and they liked each other, and I guess they kept talking, and now they've just finished up their freshman year, both of them, and they had connected and decided that they were going to be boyfriend and girlfriend, and this is their first like extended hangout.
What?
I know. So, well, you can talk to them.
Well, I don't want to. I don't.
Don't worry, they're easy.
I was talking to, as in, there's nowhere to go. I was talking to one of our interns yesterday. Don't say her name. Because I'm about to divulge things I don't want out there about her. But as I start asking her questions, and she's got the other side of the answers from what I figure Shay's got.
Yeah, the one you're talking about, she's a modern girl.
Yeah.
Living a modern life.
I'm like.
And it was funny because Vinny comes in here, he's like, oh my God, that intern. He's like, every question that she answers gives me five more questions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's all
Vinny's, are you listening? I go, and I'm working. I'm like, yes, I'm totally listening.
Yeah.
Keep asking questions, please.
Well, it's just
let's
one of those.
Let's dig that mine.
It's one of those things where you go, so you're in a relationship in college.
Yep.
But he's in LA and you're in Boston. So is your relationship open? She goes, yeah. I'm like,
Modern love.
It starts from there. I'm like, wait a minute. Hold on.
But he's not, so he bones people? Yeah.
I don't.
Oh, you're okay with that? Yeah.
Ridiculous. Like,
they're not
wow.
married. They're not locked down.
No,
they're
and I.
Young modern people.
I agree. I just think it's especially your young heart. It's very difficult to wrap your young heart around.
Well, you don't have jealousy in check yet. It's like a whole nother, like their first couple relationships are very, they're learning experiences. And she seems to, maybe she's had a bunch of relationships. What do we know? Maybe she has learned all this stuff and has given it up. Like the older you get, the more you're like, yeah, okay. That's in the realm. That's in my tolerance level. Mm. When you're young, oh my God.
I feel like the older I get, the less jealous I get.
Oh, yeah.
Like, younger, I was,
oh, yeah.
Well, I agree, but I also still think you do have, I have a different baseline than she's already dealing with. Mm-hmm. Like, for me, yeah, I'm not going to, I don't want to be in your business, and I don't need to know where you are every day, and I don't need the morning check-in call. But you know what I do need? You need to not be boning anybody else.
Right.
That's not, we're not, why? Why?
Yeah, why are we even calling each other paired up if you're boning other people?
I mean, I'll just go out there and bone other people too, and then we'll not be together.
Yeah, how about that? Or once in a while, we can get together and bone. You can be I'll put you on my booty call list.
But why bother?
Not making
with
any
the,
kind of commitment to you.
The nonsense.
You're not my number one.
I don't know.
Oh,
anyway,
the world.
It's interesting, but so good for them, and good, I can't wait to see them.
Yeah,
Shay
and Gage
and her little. Gage,
I love that name.
Yes.
Gage from Texas.
I think he's from St. Louis, but he goes to school in Texas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think. Gage. I'm not positive where they're all from. People are from everywhere.
Sure.
Yeah, so anyway, supposedly they're going to ride the bus in with my older son who goes to his internship. He's going to show them where to get off the
neat.
Bus. And then I'll drive them home.
Oh, shoot.
Man. I know.
Oh, my.
It's going to be so fun.
Do you have to tour them or are you
going
to go home?
I have to. I'm cutting a Johnny Mosley podcast today. A couple of them, actually. So me and Bryn are heading right to my
house. So that lives on Fridays now.
Well, it's looking that way. Now that he's in town, we're doing them a lot more often. We used to like cut three or four because we never knew when we could get a hold of Johnny again. Mm-hmm. It's exhausting to cut three or four podcasts, as you're well aware.
You're, like, you're talked out, especially after doing this show.
I know. So I'd go home from doing this show and be like, okay, here we go. This is going to be great, you guys. The fourth one is just like, throw that one away. Forget that one.
Well, but he comes, he wants to do it, right?
He does. And he comes prepared with his own, he's got his agenda and I'm just sort of hanging.
I mean, his motivation is that he wants to be a guy who has a podcast, right?
Yeah.
That's good.
It's just good for his brand. The
Johnny
Mosley
brand. I mean, I don't see... I would hate to think you're trying to wring it out of him,
my
point.
Yeah,
like,
it's not.
Be like,
I'm not.
You know what? Let's not.
Yeah, if it turned into that, I don't want to run the Johnny Mosley podcast.
Dude.
That's
not
my podcast.
You do you. You don't want to?
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah, no problem. Great.
I got other things to
do. I will totally get right to my nap.
Purses to make.
On a Friday, for sure.
Oh, my God. I'm totally napping. Otherwise, I'll be... that's the thing. Fridays are super hard for me anyway because... Well, not hard because I absolutely love them. But as soon as I get home, I normally crawl into bed because otherwise I'm going to fall asleep at 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah,
that's
me too.
Like, even if I don't fall asleep at 8 o'clock,
ding,
I'm
ding.
Tired. I'm done. My eyes start burning. I'm like, I can't even look at these cards anymore. I got to go to bed.
I got.
And I like to stay up until at least midnight. Like, that's my goal.
Oh, that's
today,
rough.
I got a daughter date. So no nap for me.
What are you doing today?
I'm going to pick her up
and
spend the day with her.
Your older daughter.
My older daughter.
What are you doing?
I haven't decided yet, but it's up to me.
Sure that... I was going to say Toy Story 4, but it's not out.
It's not
next
out
week,
yet.
Right?
That'll
next
be. Week. I'll definitely do that with
that'll
her.
That'll be the daughter date next week.
We pre-watched all the previous ones, but
well, at least it's not 1,000 degrees outside.
No, it's that's why it didn't happen earlier this week.
Right.
Because I was
going to
do it Monday. Because I wouldn't
nothing
have planned
can be done
it for
on
a
Monday.
Friday. But
no.
The heat really did change the plan.
Yes.
Along the way. And you know when you tell someone that, sorry, when you tell a child that they're going to get to do something, she's just been, today? I'm like, honey, it's 103 outside.
Right.
Let's not do it today.
Today we'll die if we do it today.
Oh, my God.
Let's go ahead and do it on Friday.
So each day has been a... And today's the day.
Yay.
That is so special.
I know.
That
it is special.
Oh, lovely.
Look at you, Z. Father, daughter.
Because it makes me think of my dad.
Sure. Oh, my God. Like, me too.
Spending time with my dad alone was so great.
It was so unusual, too. Yeah. Like, just to get your dad all to yourself was such a big deal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
And it's going to be in her brain for the rest of her life.
Right.
I hope so.
If you make that kind of effort on a regular basis, me and my dad had a thing.
Going on.
Yep. All right. KLC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. You guys, it's Friday. Oh my God. And Brisa, it's amazing.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.